Luke, congratulations today. That was a highly contested game.
Yeah.
But when we spoke a couple of weeks ago, I got the inclination that it was all about getting the 3 points, and that's what we've done today.
Yeah. Obviously, we've not played for a while now, so it was just obviously important that we get, you know, 3 points was the most important thing today. And I think, obviously, second half, I thought we did play some really good stuff. And obviously, that's what took us away from West Isbury and Charlton. I think first half was shaking the cobwebs off, so to speak. And second half had a bit of a change. And then, yeah, like I say, we probably could have scored a few more as well, to be honest with you. But yeah, the girls were really determined second half to come out and prove themselves.
Now, we don't cover that many away games, so I don't know if this stat is true, but that was one of the first times I've commentated where we've gone a whole 45 minutes without a shot on target. It was that kind of game, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like, you know, it was a frustrating game, I think, in the middle of the pitch. I think the pitch played a bit of part in that. It was quite sticky. And yeah, neither team could really get that clear-cut chance that they needed to, but when we had one, we took ours, and then hopefully from there, you know, we went on and won it.
And you did make some substitutions, and it seemed to work in that second half. What was your message in that second half? Because we did start it with a lot more impetus, it felt like, and that's
yeah, I
think
what
won it in the end.
Mainly, we just need to tidy up a little bit. We were a bit messy and a bit everything was on. You know, quite a lot of things were under hit, and we knew what, you know, West Virginia. We watched them, and we knew what to do against them. We wanted to turn around as much as possible towards our own goal. And I think the first half the balls were sort of falling short and coming straight back to us, whereas the second half they were going over and beyond. And that's obviously, you know, the ball to Tat on the wide there. She got it in, and then obviously battles on hand to poke it in. And yeah, from then on we looked dangerous going forward. And I think once we seen that success with our eyes, we then could then, you know, from that point onwards we kept doing it, which was really good.
Now, winning ugly is an art form in itself. Yep. And I've had a chat with Reeves, their fiery midfielder, and those kind of tackles, that was, it's an art form in winning those games. And yep, you must be pleased with the way the midfield dealt with that toughness, and in the end we won that battle, it felt like.
Yeah, I mean, I said it to him every week in, week out. I said every game we're going to play now, every team's going to give extra 10% against us, but it's just because of the way we are in the position. So yeah, you're going to get teams who are going to be extra competitive, and yeah, we've managed to, our conduct and the way we carry ourselves, you know, we deal with all sorts. And yeah, I commend the girls at the end, and I said your attitude and the way you dealt with, you know, the tough situations that obviously, you know, Reeves was throwing a few in, and I think a few of the other girls as well were, you know, we're being quite competitive, but we just got to believe in our football and believe in doing what we're doing, and obviously it got us the 3 points in the end.
Now, I'm showing two fixtures next weekend. One is no match at all for you, or Curzon Ashton. What's happening next week?
It's the County Cup next
Beachfield
week.
Beachfield United.
Beachfield United.
Right, good. I'm glad you cleared that up. So Beachfield United at Littleton Road.
Yeah, that's away. So it's where they usually play. I think that's Littleton Road, yeah. Is it Salford Sport?
Yes,
it? Yeah, that's right, yeah. So I'm not too sure it's on 3G or grass yet, but that's a game. Obviously, it's a cup that we own at the moment, so I'd like to, you know, obviously we're going there with a really strong squad and hoping we can put in a really good performance.
Well, I had a good chat as well with the assistant manager at West Isbury and Charlton. Obviously, here they play in the main stadium. They've got plans for a development squad and that kind of thing. It is one of those venues and one of those games where, you know, it is going to be competitive, and it is good to play the likes of, well, Charltonians and mm-hmm. the former guys. Beachfield United, it's another club that's trying to do things, trying to grow the women's game. Just a quick chat basically, Luke, before you go, just mm-hmm. about the heading into 2018, where FC United are.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to think we've got similar plans. You know, it's. I think the main thing for me is getting the first team promoted first, and once we get them promoted, we can then look at, you know, a structure underneath that. You know, Damien's been really, really, really positive about the development of the women's team at the club. You know, he wants to see us progress. He wants to see us, you know, take the club's image and you know, and the what we're about forward on obviously the women's side of the game. And yeah, 2018 is going to be positive. I think obviously if we can manage to carry this on through to the summer and get the league title, we can then start putting in some plans for the future and, you know, sort of growing our own players and bringing players through the system.
And just to finish things off, new signing,
Jennifer Lomax, yeah.
On. Where's she from?
Jenny's from Withenshire Amateurs, so just gives us that little bit more, you know, another player in the mix who's got good experience. She's a, you know, she's a wise head. So yeah, it's just another good addition to the group. Like I say, you can come on in a game like today and just shore it up and see the game out. And yeah, so she'll be useful this year.
Well, Luke Podmore, big congratulations, and we'll speak to you at the end of that Beachfield match next weekend.
Cheers,
all
Ben.
The best.
Thanks very much, mate.
Thanks, mate.